This Do Lectures episode features CEO of Casey Careers, Joe Casey. A counsellor and career guidance expert shares how developing the art of choosing can empower you to choose purposeful and successful paths. Recorded live at the Global Event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2011.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today about what I do. When I was asked to talk, I said yeah, and then wondered what I talk about, since what I do is listen, try to understand and communicate with ordinary and extraordinary human beings about themselves, their dreams and their hopes. This is what I often get up to in the morning. I find it inspiring. A few moments alone with the sun can be a great start to a new day full of possibilities. And I suppose it's new days ahead that I'd like to talk about. When I was 16, 17, something like that, trying to choose a direction in life, I have to admit that I was fairly clueless and didn't really take on board much of the good advice I was given, despite the fact that my father was a school guidance counsellor. You know, sometimes we block out those that are closest to us. We can't hear what they're saying. I certainly didn't have much of a clue what I was letting myself in for. And I headed off to study civil engineering. But over the next 10 years, I realized, really I concluded, I suppose, that engineering wasn't for me. I'm sure some of you here today and in the audience would have had similar experiences. The truth is I was too young and immature, actually, when I made my first choice. But this is the reality of life that school leavers must face. Career guidance is about helping you to help yourself make the right choice. I aim to find out if an individual has a passion or a love, a fire or a thirst for knowledge, a joy or a desire for acquiring or developing new skills in a particular area, all in the hope of yielding a spark for pursuing a rewarding, productive, and independent life. So how do you choose the right direction to get the right job? The three keys to choosing come from knowing yourself. You must know yourself as a person, you must know what you like to learn, and you must know where your strengths lie. The clearer and more accurate the picture you have of yourself, the better the decision you will make. So taking the first, you've got to consider how you prefer and how you prefer to learn, how you love to express yourself as a person. What gets you all animated or angry in life, as Josie was telling us on Wednesday night, how anger fueled her career as a comedian. What gets you excited or energized? This is absolutely central to the choices we make in life. What you do with your free time, your qualities, personal attributes, strengths, any talents you've developed, all are relevant and need to be explored. So take the time and trouble to reflect on your life, your experiences and your feelings about where you're at, in order to gain insights into the forces that drive, affect and have shaped you. Regardless of whether you're at a crossroads at 18, 28, or 48, you must explore, investigate, and identify those things that make you the human being you are. Or as Heather Small of M People sang, you've got to search for the secrets you hide until you find the key to your life. So I took her advice and I did just that at about 27 years of age. I was unhappy, full of self-doubt when all my friends seemed to be flying along. I was having a rather early midlife crisis. Until it dawned on me that it wasn't the logical, problem solving and mathematical thinking of engineering that I preferred, it was thinking about others. To do that, I went on a journey which turned my world outside in. I started to discover myself. Books like The Little Prince, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, On Becoming a Person by Carl Rogers, and many others got me thinking intrapersonally. For the first time in my life, I started to focus on myself. And that was tough, because it compelled me to follow my heart in a direction that I couldn't see a clear outcome from. I moved away from the maths and science and good pay and certainty of engineering, and took something that I really wanted to do. Emotionally adventurous, intensive arts, humanities courses in counseling and career guidance. I became more self-aware, self-confident, stronger, and happier in my own skin. That was my journey in getting to know myself. The next thing you need to do is you need to think about what you prefer learning. This should be the driving force behind what college, university, or training or CPD course you do. One of the secrets of all learning is patience. So it makes absolute sense that you pick an area where you have more patience for the topics, issues, tasks, subjects you're going to be learning. These topics are subjects that make up what you're going for. Purposefully and personally meaningful, well-informed decisions are more likely to lead to focus, commitment, and resilience when faced with the challenges of life, of work, of study. When you're really interested in something and you're more encouraged to actively learn on the job, acquire the latest techniques and knowledge, you're more likely to keep up to date, or better still, get ahead of the crowd. Some wise words here from the American humorist Will Rogers. In other words, you need to pick an area that you wish to pursue now and will remain interested in the foreseeable future. Those of us who have a passion for something continue learning in a seemingly effortless way. Some have to slog at it initially until their passion is ignited. Either way, you have to keep learning and informing yourself, and in doing so, make yourself more employable, maybe ready for even creating your own career. I help people have an overview of all areas of learning and then focus on what they would really love to pursue, what they'd prefer to learn and do among the thousands of options. And finally, different types of problems in the world of work and education require different types of thinking skills and intelligences. In school, we know that much of the learning young people do is linguistically based. That is, they think and learn with words, words that are spoken, read, and written. There are many other types of intelligences. Take a look at these slides and have a go at picking which one or two apply to you. Okay. Linguistic people prefer to think and learn with words and use language to understand and express complex concepts, theories, ideas, and meanings. They may be especially verbal and enjoy debate and discussion. Possible careers might be writer, journalist, comedian, scriptwriter, teachers, copywriter, solicitor, interpreter, politician, and let's not forget elegant speakers like Oscar Wilde and Barack Obama. Logical, mathematical learners think in terms of cause and effect, in logical and numerical patterns. making connections between pieces of information. Always curious about the world. They like to ask lots of questions and maybe even do some experiments. Careers like engineers, scientists, computer programmers, researchers, mathematicians, actuaries, accountants. That's where I started off. Musically intelligent people think in sounds, in terms of tone, harmony, rhythm, timbre, sound patterns, perhaps expressing themselves in song or by playing musical instrument. Obvious careers like DJ, and we've heard plenty of music around here over the last few days, fantastic. Singing, musicians, sound engineers, and composers. To be spatially intelligent is to think in images, to be picture smart, thinking in three dimensions, spatially aware. Spatial learners tend to think in pictures and need to create vivid, graphic images in order to understand, interpret, and retain information. They enjoy looking at maps, or perhaps even working with charts, diagrams, pictures, videos. To name a few careers, graphic designers, sculptors, photographers, visual artists, furniture designers, product designers, surveyors, air traffic controllers, pilots. Sorry. My apologies, I didn't realise I'm seeing two different things here. Okay, let's talk about those who are kinesthetically intelligent. Kinesthetic intelligence is simply about the ability to think about and control your body movements in precise and accurate ways. Careers like footballers, Formula One racing drivers like Lewis Hamilton, gymnasts, surfers, hurlers, bikers, all athletes. You should check out a wonderful video on YouTube called People Are Awesome. You see some really amazing examples of kinesthetically intelligent people. And I think later on today or tomorrow, Mickey Smith is going to tell us about the videos he does of surfers off the west coast of Ireland. I've seen some of them and they're absolutely unbelievable. But here we're talking about people who use their bodily intelligence. Other possible careers would be PE teachers, craftsmen, or artisans, as Nick Hand was telling us about the other day and showed us some fantastic examples of people who crochet lions and chimpanzees. Firefighters, manual workers, anyone who likes physical hands-on activity, doing things physically. Right. We've talked about that one. Naturalists. Naturalists are people who love to explore, tune into, interact with, or understand with any aspect of the living and physical world around us. I think all children are natural-born naturalists who like to explore their world. Indeed, this intelligence is one of the keys to our survival throughout the millennia, our ability to identify, classify, categorize plants and animals that were downright dangerous and might kill us, inedible but wouldn't kill us, or actually good to eat. Possible careers that naturalists might pursue would be farmers, biologists, gardeners and horticulturalists, vets, zoologists, plant, earth, environmental scientists, meteorologists, to name a few. To be intrapersonally intelligent is to be self-smart. These people try to understand their inner feelings, dreams, relationships with others, and they tend to know themselves really well. They know their strengths and their weaknesses. They tend to have a very accurate model of themselves and trust their own decisions. They're able to self-reflect and regulate their own feelings. They're able to motivate themselves. This is the key intelligence when making the right decision for you. Your emotional choice. Or as John Kieran said the other day, your system one choice. I prefer to call it your inner guidance system. They would be drawn to careers in research, psychology, psychotherapy, or perhaps entrepreneurs who trust their gut instinct, a hunch, their intuition to make successful business decisions. Interpersonal intelligence is the ability to relate with and understand with other people. This is what we've been doing over the last 3 or 4 days. Everybody here came as equals. We didn't know each other. And the fantastic thing about this stimulating environment is not just great environment, it's the people that come here. And we've all made an effort to get to know each other. We started out as strangers, and we've all made friends here over the last few days. It's all about dealing with people. Interpersonal people don't just relate and understand with others. Often they have a very uncanny ability to sense others' feelings, their moods, their motives, and intentions. They'd be good at careers in sales, counselling, politics, education, the diplomatic corps, business and management. Now those last two, interpersonal intelligence and intrapersonal intelligence, are what some now call emotional intelligence, but are actually two distinct intelligences as proposed by Professor Howard Gardner in 1983 when he redefined intelligence into those 8 distinct areas. And he offered us an all-inclusive definition of intelligence as an ability to solve a problem or create something which is valued by others. I hope you've recognized something about yourself in these slides. Our system of career guidance is based on helping and empowering you to choose according to how you prefer to express yourself. How you prefer to express yourself as a person, how you prefer to express yourself as a learner, and how you prefer to express yourself as a thinker. What I focus on is how you learn and how you prefer to learn. Learning should be an adventure. If you don't take the time and trouble to find out what really makes you tick, what you love to learn and do to get where you want to go, there's a danger that you'll make the wrong choice. And we've heard somebody refer to dropout rates in university. I suppose the concept I'm giving you is really quite simple. All I do is show people how to choose a path for themselves. I like doing it. It's brilliant stuff working with people. It's all about possibilities and how to get there. It isn't easy. It's a challenge sometimes working with people who are all different, with differing dreams, hopes, interests, and abilities when faced with crucial choices in their life. But it sure is great, inspiring, and humbling stuff. So how in these rapidly changing and uncertain times should people choose a career path, university or college course? Things are certainly tough for many with increasing loans to facilitate rising tuition fees around the world. And with the stakes so high, one of the answers has to be to empower people in their choices. Firstly, by teaching them how to choose. We ask young people to choose careers, we ask them to choose college courses, but we don't teach them how to choose. Secondly, by helping them really deeply understand and know themselves. Thirdly, by simplifying the multitude of options into a range and a language that they can understand. Fourthly, by giving them some insights about these options and showing them how to fully find out about what they're really letting themselves in for. And fifthly, by encouraging individuals to seek challenges and risks in life that make them feel alive. Always remembering they alone must motivate themselves to make it happen. Perhaps now more than ever before, individuals need to spend more time and effort in making sure their decisions are well informed and right for them. Everyone is fearful in these economically unstable times and wants certainty. But perhaps we should be less concerned with economic security and trust ourselves more. Maybe we should see life as an adventure and put our energies into what generates more excitement, more fulfillment and happiness in our lives, and pursue that agenda with a passion and energy and single-mindedness. We now live in one of humanity's most explosively creative times. We can barely envision tomorrow's opportunities. Remember how big, heavy, simplistic and expensive early mobile phones were? Back then we couldn't imagine all the wondrous and seemingly magical things that today's technologies would do. Yet alone, all the jobs and career opportunities that would emerge in creating, producing and exploiting these technologies. Humanity's ever upward progress won't stay stagnant for long. It may feel like that now, but it won't. Hans Rosling and the BBC produced an inspiring short video that plots the rising levels of health and wealth across 200 countries over the last 200 years. He argues that all the evidence suggests we're going to stay on that upward trajectory, despite how things look now. I like this reminder that we're still doing very well compared to the previous generations, and things are going to get better. The best way to prepare for a better and brighter future is for individuals, students and adults to invest in their future by gaining a breadth of life experiences and qualifications and skills that others will be happy to pay them hard cash for. Career guidance is about helping them make the right choices. And I leave you with these parting words by one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world today, Warren Buffett. Sorry, guys, we've lost that slide. Well, I'll have to read it for you. Can't get it back here. Okay. He said, the best investment you'll ever make is in yourself. Now, my big do. I'd like to develop a learner preferences assessment for everyone. My system at the moment, it takes hours for every single individual. So I'd like to develop a learner preferences assessment that everyone could do online to help them figure out what they'd like to learn and do next. And if any of you out there are interested in collaborating with me, maybe you'd get in touch with me by, well, I'll give you my email address later on. My little do for all of you guys here, I'd like each of you to think about which one or two of those intelligences you prefer using. And if there was an intelligence you have, but you've neglected, how could you use that intelligence in your life or in your work? Thank you very much.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or, if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out. For our weekly curation of wonder and optimism, sign up to our newsletter by visiting thedolectures.com/newsletter.